Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com. Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Seth Greenberg is a college basketball analyst for ESPN, and he was in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday, as was really the rest of the basketball world, at the University of Memphis Pro Day. He joins us now. Seth, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
Doing great. Just on my way to my next stop. Next stop, University of Alabama. So, watching some ball. It's all good to be back in gyms.
Absolutely. They're pretty loaded themselves down there. Before we get to college basketball and everything else this season, obviously, got to talk to you about what you saw yesterday at Memphis's Pro Day. What were some of your biggest takeaways? This is the second time Memphis has done this.
Strong, athletic, really organized workout. Imani Bates looks like he could be a 6'9" point guard that can distribute. He had a nice connection with Jalen Durham, which was nice in terms of finding each other off dribble penetration, ball screens, and transition. Durham really ran the floor well. Deep team. I think the hardest thing for Coach Hardaway is going to be trying to figure out who the 8 or 9 guys that are going to play. Got some similar parts. There's no doubt about it. There are some similar parts, and that makes it a little bit more difficult. I thought Coach Brown was great to see him. I mean, 81 years old and just having the time of his life and so engaged. You can see how the players respond to him. I thought that, you know, just Coach has been kind of like one of the guys I've always looked up to. It was just so cool seeing him. Josh Minot, he was a guy that came in that, you know, quite honestly, didn't know enough about, but I think he's an interesting prospect, a really interesting prospect. Good size, good feel, good pace. I thought overall it was a fun day. I mean, you could see they're trying to play with a lot of flow, trying to play with a lot of spacing. Their individual skill work was great. Really enjoyed getting a chance to watch it.
Let me ask you something, Seth, because you've been in so many gyms. Have you, you know, in Kentucky started this a while back, so this isn't new, you know, pro days. But the atmosphere, the scouts, the unique coaching staff, you just pointed out, you know, having Larry Brown there, I saw the scouts almost in a line to walk up and talk to him, the level of talent. Have there been many other pro day situations in college basketball? Have you been around, you know, many, you know, scenes like that yesterday?
Yeah, Kentucky's is similar. I mean, Kentucky set the standard, I mean, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, look, John Calipari came up with an idea. One time the NCAA wasn't even going to let him do it. And he got it pushed through, and then, you know, obviously everyone emulated it, especially teams with good players. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Kentucky will have a very, you know, I was at the very first pro day. I've been 3 of them in Kentucky. You know, it'll be on television, you know, on the SEC network. So, yeah, they'll have all 30 teams represented. They'll have 2 or 3 guys from each, you know, organization. Might have a couple of general managers. I'm not sure. But, you know, the one thing is the kids, because, you know, especially this year. And so last year they didn't have the summer. They didn't really have a preseason. They had limited access to their coaches. They, you know, pro day was not the same. It was visual. It wasn't maybe linear, but it was, you weren't there in person. You could see the energy rise. And I've been to a bunch of practices, but look, those guys, they have a dream. Their dream is to obviously get to the next level, to be a member of and part of the most exclusive club in the world, the NBA. And now all of a sudden you just see all these guys coming into the practice facility with their, you know, half zips with their NBA organization logo on it. I think in their minds, they're that one step closer to their dream. Because they say, wait a second now. Now this is, before I go to a gym, I'd play, you know, grassroots basketball, and there'd be a bunch of guys in polo shirts with college names on it. Now I'm rolling into our practice facility, and there's a bunch of dudes watching us with NBA logos on it. So it's, I think it's pretty interesting. I thought the intensity was really good. The energy was really good.
You pointed that out in a tweet about Larry Brown you just touched on there, and I guess that's the one unique thing, too, that a Kentucky that, you know, hasn't had, a guy who's won an NBA title, obviously, and the NCAA title. How do you think, in terms of the difference that Larry will make and what that looks like on the court, what will that look like, Seth? What do you think?
I think that, first of all, I think he has an incredible relationship with Penny and an incredible trust with Penny, which I think is really cool. And I think that's important. Coach Brown is, when I was at Lumber State, he was the coach of the Clippers. I used to go to that training camp. I used to go and watch practice. I used to sit with him before games. He's probably, in my mind, the greatest teacher of the game that I've ever been around. But what really was cool here, he's 81 years old, and those kids are hanging on every word, and he's having the time of his life. Now, look, I mean, they got to take better care of the basketball. People know that. The shot selection's got to be better. People know that. But he does have a gift. He has a gift of connecting with people. And you can see that, you know, look, Penny's the coach, but Coach Brown is surely going to be a very, very valued confidant.
When you watch it, and look, it's impossible to necessarily determine from a pro day that's designed to, you know, showcase these guys. But does this have the look, you know, from what you saw yesterday in terms of the size, the length, and the ability? Does this have the look of a, you know, a second weekend team, a top 10 preseason team? What did you think of just the collection of everybody and what it will amount to on the floor when the season starts?
Yeah, I think it does. Now, look, respect and trust are going to be two words that I think they're going to have to really buy into. They're going to have to respect each other. Jealousy can, ego cannot become part of the equation. So, like, you know, Quinones and Landers Nolte, their roles have changed. Their roles have changed. Can they buy into it? I mean, that's just real simple. I mean, you know, that's something that they're really good players. You know, Williams, his role has changed. Good player. But the other two guys are different. Now, what they're working on and the spacing that they're playing with and the concepts they're working out of, their 4-4 full court stuff was totally spacing-based, and also, obviously, when you play 4-4 full court, it puts more pressure on your defense in terms of being in the right place to, you know, get the help, to communicate, to be able to close out on the live ball handler and all the things you need to do. Now, look, they're going to play numbers because they have to play numbers because they, you know, we got to find a way to, you know, wear people down. But I would think Bates and Dirt are going to play 30 minutes a game. So, all right, so that in two spots, that leaves, you know, 20 minutes. But I think guys' roles are going to change, but I think they're really, really talented. I mean, really crazy talented. And the young guys are good. I mean, there are guys that, you know, coming into the thing, you know, quite honestly, I don't think anyone's talking about, you know, John Camden. Well, John Camden's kind of an interesting prospect. He's 6'8", he can handle it, knocked down the corner three, shot one air ball, but he's got a feel. He's going to be a good player. The Lawsons, the younger one, Jonathan, probably not ready right away, but he's an interesting piece. Yep. So they've got a lot of pieces. They've got to figure out, obviously, rotations and combinations, and that's – I think having Larry for that will be really good. Coach Brown's, you know, he's added to rosters. And I think, you know, Penny has their total attention. I mean, you can see that. So I thought that was – I just thought that the spirit in the facility was really good. The energy and the respect the kids have for each other was really good. But, you know, playing time hasn't dealt out yet.
Right. Seth, if you were devising a game plan against them, right? I mean, based on you know what you know and where the sort of inexperience is going to be in the lineup, and we know if, at least to start the season, will be right up on top with Imani Bates. How are you attacking? You know, what holes are you trying to find? Is it throwing pressure and different looks at Imani up top? You know, what sort of holes are you going to attack potentially if you're a Houston or a Wichita State?
Get him in the half court. Get him in the open court, it's all over. You got to get him in the half court. You got to make him a jump shooting team. You got to dig the ball out of Dern when he catches it, or get him off the block. Be physical when you get him off the block. Changing defenses might be something good. You don't want to get him in flow, but you can't turn it over, and you can't get an up and down game with him. Because the more open floor and the more space, the easier the game is. It's more. Especially early in the season, they're still learning. And what they're doing conceptually, which I really like, is, you know, they're playing it off of concepts, which are not plays, but ideas. And I think that's good because that doesn't take away the creativity. Now, they're going to have stuff where they're going to punch you down to the block and get the ball to the block, you know, especially the left block. And, you know, they'll have stuff where they're going to create double gaps and drive and kicks, you know, so that they have, like, Nolly, you know, spotted. But I don't think you want to get them in transition, because they get in transition and it could be ugly.
There was a lot of, attention paid to Imani's measurements yesterday, because that is part of the pro day experience, is that you get the combine-type measurements. And I guess
that seven wingspan was surprising.
Yeah, I mean, I there was a lot of, you know, I guess negative pushback on his measurements. Like, how much stock do you put into that?
I mean, again, I'm not as much an analytic guy. I know one thing: the guy, when he bowls his hands in transition, he hit Dern on a run to the rim and a catch. He saw over the defense off a ball screen and made a really, really good kind of semi-pocket pass for a layup. Yeah, I think it's something that you got to look at. I think more it will impact Kenny impact the game defensively. I thought he looked stronger than the tapes I've watched him on. I thought his feel was good. I thought his release and his shooting drills, which I really concentrated on, were really good. And I thought Dern was better offensively. He stepped off to about 12, 15 feet, inside pivoted a couple times, and knocked down some jumpers. So, I thought that was really, really positive. But, I think it's something to take in consideration. But when he starts playing in the open floor and making plays and making passes and getting a defensive rebound and initiating the break, a lot of that stuff will go out the window.
You know, another guy who – When he transferred, it was a big deal. And then, of course, Penny goes out and he one-ups himself by getting Imani Bates and Jalen Durham. But Earl Timberlake is a guy who was coming off of neck surgery. We know his struggles at Miami last season. It was his third practice since being cleared officially to practice. What did you think of him, and what do you think his role could be for this Memphis team?
Yeah, he's a tough one because, you know, Coach Brown loves him. Said, you know, loves to compete, wants to win. Winning's the most important thing, which I thought was a great thing to hear. I think he could be an elite defender. I think he could be a guy that can drive closeouts and get to the rim. I thought he was a little bit out of place yesterday, just to be totally honest. I thought that he, in the drills, when you're 5-on-0, and I posted this today, kind of just thinking through what I saw yesterday. You know, you do 5-on-0 and you do all that spacing and pistol action and pitch post action, and you know, everything looks great. There's one thing doing it, then you got to know why you're doing it, and then reading it, and what I call sighting it. Sighting it means it's no different than whether it's a quarterback or a quarterback, you know the play, but, you know, when you look down the field, you've got to sight it and read it and make the right decision. He struggled making the right decision yesterday, but he's only had three practices. I wouldn't expect him not to struggle making the right decision. but athletically, physically, not a great shooter. I wasn't crazy about a decent release, but I think his role, I mean, I got to believe he can guard anyone from probably 1 to 4. So you could cross match with him and put him on different people if you want to say, like, keep Bates out of foul trouble.
Yep.
Or maybe had a tougher matchup at where you wanted to kind of flip a possession and play him. You could almost play him at 4 if you wanted to.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was Cody Toppert, the assistant, told us they're having to reconstruct his jump shot altogether. So it could be a while, to your point, Coach, before he's comfortable with it. All right, you're going to see Alabama, Coach. Memphis has got them on the schedule December 14th. How good are they going to be? Could that be a top 10, top 15-ish type matchup by the time the two teams meet? Alabama should be pretty good, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should be really good. I mean, their backcourt is really good. I mean, you said a little undersized with Quinterly, but I mean, everyone says that the Davison kid is just unbelievable.
Yes.
I watched some tape on him before I came on this trip, and freakish athlete, explosive in transition. Shot it well enough on the tape, but I mean, those mixed tapes are everyone has. Sure, I can look like a good shooter on those mixed tapes. And could looks like with his athleticism could be a crazy good defender. You got him and Quinterly and Shackelford. I mean, that's a pretty good start. They got the transfer from Furman. I think it's Gurley, who's a pretty big body. They did a pretty good job with transfers before. But their backcourt is dynamic. I mean, their backcourt is as good a backcourt as will be in the country. I mean, Javon Quinterly had a really, really good year last year once he settled in and tried to do too much.
Seth, we know you're ripping and running, man. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for this.
Always. We'll talk soon, man. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. And by the way, would you send me some barbecue, will you please?
You got it, man.
Anything
for you, man. Yeah. See you soon,
Seth.
Thanks. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, he is Seth Greenberg, college basketball analyst for ESPN. Good breakdown. Great to hear from him. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.